Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You're listening to the Believe in Giants podcast with Giants legend Carl Banks and broadcaster Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks, and that's three in a row now for the Giants.
Yeah.
And Tommy DeVito, what a win against the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. That was as much fun as we've had in a long time. Now, obviously, look, the Giants won a road playoff game in Minnesota last year, and that was, like, absolutely amazing. But for a year that was going down the tank, Tommy DeVito has re-energized everything.
Well, his play has certainly gotten this team excited, the city excited, and you take your hat off to him, number one, and from where he started to where he is today. I mean, where he started as a NFL prospect to where he is today. You can't say enough good things, and he's handling it very well. That being said, you tip your hat to his teammates as well, because they have progressively gotten better with him. So, and the coaching staff, I mean, look, they've all done a great job. And, you know, I said after the game, and I'm not trying to tamper down the enthusiasm around Tommy DeVito, because I'm his biggest supporter, but this was a program win. This win, and I'm kind of speaking college speak, you know, when you've had a beleaguered program and, you know, anything that could go wrong would go wrong. You know, when you look at the unfortunate fumble of Saquon Barkley, that would have literally sealed the game, right? And they pick it up and they run it. No whistle. Nobody's getting the guy down to the ground. Thankfully, somebody got him. But, you know, that was kind of the storyline for this season. You know, if it could go wrong, it would. Same old crap, different game. And then you combine that with the team's record on Monday Night Football, right? So all of these things are just sitting there in front of this team to just accept. And what did they do? They came out one last drive, 93 seconds, and they changed the narrative. And I say, that's why I say it's big for the program, because it was something that you would expect not to happen when the season has gone the way it has gone. And so program win for this coaching staff, for these players, they're getting healthy. This offensive line, listen, they didn't allow a sack. They were going against some pretty good pass rushers. They didn't allow a sack. That helps. It helps when Tommy DeVito is keeping plays alive, but this offensive line did a good job in pass protection. you give them credit. And these receivers, Wan'Dale Robinson, Isaiah Hodgins, come on, man. When DeVito rolls out and lays it up there to the big receiver, he comes down with it. That is the stuff that this season wasn't supposed to produce. This was the season where everybody was counting their draft picks. And see, that's why they say you play all 17 because you never know what happens. That's why they play the game. So right now, we're talking less about tanking and more about the possibilities. And I think Saquon Barkley said it best. He's like, we're still in this MF. You know, so let's see what they do. But you can tell that this is a team. And for people who think players want to tank, just look at that 93 seconds of Monday Night Football, and you'll see why players don't tank in this league.
Yeah, even the two-point conversion, right? Yeah. They stopped it. They played hard. There's so many things to uncover here, right? I mean, DeVito's given this team juice. They've rallied around him. They've gotten better around him. He's gotten better around him. You know, one of the other things that people were talking about, big picture, you know, last year Coach Dable won Coach of the Year. But, you know, you're marked a lot by how you handle adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as the season was kind of going sour and they get blown out by Dallas and give up 640 yards or whatever it was, you know, and then there's these reports that are coming out of, you know, some leaks and stuff like that about discord within, you know, the building as far as the staff is concerned. And I think if you're a Giants fan, if you're ownership, no matter what happens here, you know what? You're saying to yourself, I think we got the right guy to lead the way. Mm-hmm. Because in our previous couple of head coaches, when things went south, they went further south. And they got, and it looked worse, as opposed to this head coach and this staff have figured out a way to get people better, not let people go in the tank. And by the way, they're developing an undrafted rookie quarterback to be a player in the league, at least potentially to be a backup. Now, I know there's a lot of people saying, hey, if he keeps winning, why can't he challenge for the starting job next year? My answer to that would be, let's see what happens over the balance of the season. Yeah. You know, you got to play Philly twice, and we all know about how bad that's been. Yeah. So let's see what Tommy DeVito does. But you're right, team win, collective win. And, I mean, whose heart wasn't, like, broken? I was talking to a bunch of people yesterday that are not Giant fans. They don't like the Giants. They don't care about the Giants. It's not like they hate the Giants. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But they were watching the game, and they were like, oh, my God. I felt sick to my stomach when Saquon Barkley fumbled. Of all the people and all that he's done during this stretch of touching the ball 24 times or 23 times a game, and for them to have lost the game on his possible turnover would have been horrible. But that's what good team that's what teammates do, right? They pick each other up.
Pick you up, yeah. They said, Barkley, get on our back. We got you on this one. And they did. And that is, you know, you talk about the culture of team. And again, losing teams don't normally do this. Losing mentalities, I should say, wouldn't do this. They would be like, oh, well, we had a shot. And then they'd look to blame somebody. This team did not look to blame anybody. They looked to help their teammate. They looked to figure it out. They looked at the clock and it said 93 seconds. And they said, okay, we got a shot at this thing. And again, kudos to the young Tommy DeVito for being fearless, his receivers, everybody, the offensive line, the defensive line. It was a program win, man. And from a morality standpoint, this was good for everybody. It was good for the building. You know, you want the bloom to fall off the rose, but it didn't. One more time, you know, they get the victory. So They believed in themselves. It wasn't hot rhetoric, as people thought. People thought that, and they may still think the coach is some people were saying he was a clown. He had lost his team. But it means you just don't know a lot about team building and culture building. And look, they're still a 4-win team. That's the reality of it. But you can see the character of this team. You can see the character of what Brian Daboll has been in his coaching staff has been teaching. You know, they, you know, this was, again, that 93 seconds, that entire game, but that last 93 seconds kind of sums up what this team's constitution is all about.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. BetOnline's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, BetOnline is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Remember, use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yep, and DeVito looked completely poised as if, yeah. All right, fine. We got 93 seconds. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 5 yards here. We're going to do this. And then he puts the ball right on Wandale Robinson. Because if the ball's not right on him, it turns into like an 8-yard gain.
Yeah.
But by putting it right on him, now Wandale Robinson can take off and run. You know, one of the other things in this game, and one of my criticisms on this podcast and on the air when we're doing the games is too many times this year, the Giants have many times this year, they have not made a play above the X's and O's where you just out-battle your guy offensively, where you just out-battle your guy, you do something that, let's face it, you see happen in every game across the league.
Yeah.
And in this game, you had a Wandale Robinson acrobatic catch along the sideline. You have that ball to Hodgins in the corner of the end zone. He's got to throw it in the perfect place. He's got to have zip on it. And how many times this year have we seen a Giants player go up to make a play like that, but doesn't catch it cleanly? And then doesn't get the feet down, and it's like another, you know. And then, of course, well, you know, if he makes a little bit of a better throw, he makes the perfect throw. Hodgins doesn't bobble it. It doesn't move at all. And he gets the feet down.
Yeah.
The Wandale
That's about
Robinson,
the numbers.
Yeah, the Wandale Robinson flea flicker. If you're a Giant fan, how many times this year have you watched – a horribly thrown ball turn into a 30-yard completion because the DBs are standing there looking or whatever, and then the offensive guy comes back to the ball. He makes a contorted play. He makes that Wandale Robinson. That was not a good throw by any metric whatsoever. But Wandale goes up, sees it short, comes back to it, and kind of undercuts the defender and beats him to the ball.
So, above the numbers, there are so many of these plays that if you're a Giant fan and you're a glass half full person, you're seeing the makings of some good shit. And another case in point above the numbers, rookie cornerback gets beat. Guy's got him by a step and a half. Deontay Banks, they call it getting out of phase. When you get beat, when you're beat off the line or somewhere in the route, you're out of phase. He, unlike many veterans, gets back in phase, which means he gets back in touch with the receiver, does not panic, knocks the ball away. Many cases, and we saw it in the same game. We saw, was it Pinnock who committed a pass interference? Your mic is off, Bob.
Cordell Flott.
Cordell Flott. could have got himself back in phase and did it. But when you look at Deontay Banks, gets back in phase, does not panic at all, knocks the ball down. That's the makings. That's the character of this team. If you're a glass half full person, you're saying, we got something. Or how about on what could have been a touchdown, your guys don't give up in the end zone, comes in, knocks the ball out before the guy gets his control of the football. Those are things that they're coaching. This is what they're teaching, not giving up on plays. And that's, you know, a credit to Jerome Henderson, their defensive back coach, Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator. You're seeing things, folks, that will make you say, we got some stuff. We're building something here. Because you would be like, in other situations, why can't they do that? I just saw Jalen Ramsey do X, Y, and Z. Why can't we find a guy who can do that? Right? Well, you got a guy who can do that now. Right? Kudos to the special teams who have been a liability. Darnay Holmes didn't give up on a play, caused a turnover. Right? Shout out, and this is a broken record, but fuck it, I'm saying it anyway. Shout out to number five. You know, the guy who is supposedly a bust, who doesn't give great effort. Well, forced fumble was one of the biggest turnovers of the game because of his effort, right? He gets a sack. He gets a pass deflected. It is what it is, folks. But these are good players. This team has now put good players on the field. Bobby Okereke, another consistent game, just doing what he does. Micah McFadden, same thing. Hey, how about this? Aziz Ojulari had some impact plays, hit the quarterback a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're half full, glass half full, you see some things that will give you a reason to be optimistic about the direction. Again, it's a four-win team.
Five wins. Give them five.
I'm sorry, five-win teams, yes. It's a five-win team. And two that got away. We don't need to talk about that because they didn't do the right things. But you got five, and you see the makings of what made Coach Daboll Coach of the Year last year, and you see these players, why they don't tank, why they care about this team, why they care about each other. So, there's so many. John Michael Schmitz, his blocking at the point of attack and then getting to the second level. I mean, this guy plays with really good leverage and has got great hands. I saw, I don't know which particular play it was, but he takes his guy, takes his arm, turns the guy, pushes him over, gets to the second level on the linebacker. They get a big run out of that. It was probably on the Barkley big run. But, yo, folks, they got some good players.
Yeah, and, you know, go back to this offensive line, right? Hey, there was pressure at times, which is why DeVito took off and ran.
But the other guys get paid, too.
Right, and it's not like it's not like all of DeVito's rushing yards were design runs. Now, obviously, they incorporated some design runs in there, and he showed his athleticism and made a big play with the run game. But there were no free runners in this game.
Correct.
Hey, sometimes there was pressure, and some of it was a function of coverage where guys weren't open, and Green Bay had good coverage downfield, and he had to hold the ball and wait. And then there were certain times where Green Bay got some immediate pressure, but not like we've seen earlier in the year where there were complete free runner, no hitters, that it didn't matter if Michael Vick in his prime was the quarterback. He wasn't getting away. Yeah. So everybody did their part. I think Justin Pugh being added to this mix has been huge for this team because I think now your left side is pretty solid, right? You got highly thought of left tackle. You've got the left guard situation stabilized. I think, you know, they've gotten this combination. Tyree Phillips, you know, who they cut,
And you and I and a lot of people were surprised when they cut him, but they did. They did bring him back. He's done a nice job on the right side for the most part. And I think, you know, the other thing about this game I like, look, the Giants started this little win streak with a win against Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the narrative. They always beat Washington. Washington's a train wreck. They own Washington. By hook or by crook, they're beating Washington. And that's a fact. They beat them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they played a Patriot team that, you know, can't score any points. And they're a train wreck. And they're a mess as a football team and everything else. And they beat them, you know, in a low-scoring game. And then they went on their bye. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me how hard it is to win a game in the NFL. And then when you win games in the NFL, people then want to qualify them and say, well, yeah, but it's Washington. They always beat Washington.
Yeah, well, then Green Bay was the hottest team, you know, playoff bound. And as soon as the Giants beat them, well, they beat the youngest team in football. Well, the second youngest team in football beat the youngest team in football. But coming into this game, the Packers were the favorite. Nobody were talking about their age. They were talking about them challenging. So you play the games on the schedule. You don't, you can't predetermine injuries at whatever time. You can't do any of that. You just play the games as they're scheduled and you do your best. And look, the Giants are not going to apologize for winning. You know, there's that W goes in the W column. 2 weeks from now, it's going to look like a W.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm like, I'm happy for them, because you can't qualify this one. You can't put a yeah, but Green Bay was one of the toast teams of the NFL coming into this game. They had won three in a row, including, look, they kicked the crap out of the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Kansas City on Sunday Night Football at Lambeau the week before, and they beat Patrick Mahomes and company. So everybody's talking about, ooh, watch the pack. Love is starting to look, not that Love is not looking like a good player, but the Giants helped make him look bad. Yep. And they beat a team that everybody was talking about. Ooh, watch out. They're on the outside looking in, but they can even make a run at the division. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kudos to them for taking care of that.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow. Today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just want to give you a little nugget. I never got this in during the broadcast, but did you know that the game against the Packers was the 1,400th
regular season game in the history of the Giants in their 99th season. And the win turned out to be their 400th regular season home win and their 720th overall win. Now, obviously, the Packers and Bears have the most wins in NFL history. They started five years earlier.
Older teams, yeah.
But that was so it's kind of interesting because all the numbers are so well rounded. 1400th game, 400th home regular season win, 720th overall regular season win for the franchise. So, you know, kudos to them on that. I'm interested in seeing now how they, you know, how they handle going on the road and all this other stuff. But, you know, here's the one thing about DeVito, like being an Italian American, like getting swept up in all this stuff and the Tommy and the agent and all this other stuff. But, you know, as John Schmelk, who we work with at the Giants, and he did the Giants Huddle podcast with DeVito. You know, he's not all that he appears. You know, he doesn't drink. He doesn't like hang out at the Jersey Shore all summer, like, and all that, like all these sort of things that you would think a Jersey kid. Yeah, he likes his chicken cutlets and still is with his folks and all that stuff. But hey, he's an undrafted free agent who happened to sign with the team that's 10 minutes from his house or 15 minutes from his house. What would you do? Go get some apartment in Edgewater or Weehawken and blow maybe your 1 year of salary? Smart move by him.
Smart move.
But he's very humble, you know, and he's got a good head on his shoulders with the way he's handling all this.
Yeah, he's handling things well, and he's not, you know, he's not a 22-year-old rookie either, you know, so he's handling things well, and I think that's a direct contributor to the success he's having on the field because, you know, they say in that building, keep the main thing the main thing. He's doing a really good job of that. He's focused on football. And he's, again, folks, he's just doing what he felt he could do all along. I mean, when you go back and you look at how this kid played in preseason, he was fun to watch. He was very confident. And he got here. Now he's in the big leagues. Took him a few games, but he's, you know, you kind of sense that he feels a sense of belonging. And he should, because he's playing that way.
To me, the two big, when if you want to look at it from a stats standpoint, the two big stats in this game, the Packers came into the game sixth in the NFL in third downs. They were hitting him at 44%. I mean, at one point, Green Bay was 1-for-8 on third downs. Mm-hmm. They finished 5-of-14, which is well below their average. And then the other thing was Green Bay had the eighth best red zone defense coming into the game, touchdown percentage wise. Look, the Giants scored 3 touchdowns in their first 3 red zone trips, and they get a red zone failure.
Yeah.
For the field goal at the end of the game. But I don't think anybody views that drive and the end result of that drive as a failure when it's a game winning field goal.
Right. Exactly.
And I thought that was huge, man. Saquon, I mean, especially the first touchdown, the second touchdown run. That was not like just blocked and he goes marching into the end zone.
Right.
He had to do a lot of things to get that ball in.
Yeah, look, Saquon has proven his value to the team. And I say team in every sense of the word because this kid won't let anybody quit. He leads by example. So the program. I just keep saying it. This was a big win for the program. Those who have been in college sports understand what that means. It goes beyond the X's and O's of wins and losses, but it goes to the constitution, the morale of the entire building, right? This is one that lifted the building that says, okay, we're not that team. We're not that losing mentality that everybody in the media wants us to, not the media, but everybody in the echo chamber wants us to be. And you hear the fans and they read this stuff and, you know, the employees of the building are not immune to reading this stuff. The players can filter a little better because they got jobs, but this was a program win. This was one where the team said, we're better than what they say we are. And 93 seconds proved that. And whatever happens the rest of this year, that effort will be duplicated, whether it's win or loss. That is the thing that you can look at these individual players that came together collectively to win a football game, a game that nobody really gave them a chance to win. But I said early on that this was a team in their weight class, and if they do things correctly, they'd be able to win it, and they did.
Yeah, they're going to get another opportunity this week. I love the fact that the teams that they're playing here, starting with Green Bay and then playing New Orleans and then having to play Philadelphia on Christmas and then coming home to play the Rams and the Eagles again, they're playing meaningful games.
Yep.
Because the teams that they're playing need the games as well.
Exactly.
And I think this is a great period for evaluation for Joe Shane and the personnel department and the coaching staff to see how these guys handle it. And again, their path to the playoffs is a long shot in the sense that, you know, having to play Philadelphia, twice in the last three games. Mm-hmm. But let's see how they stand up in those games too, right? I just got an email here. How about this little nugget? You know, the NFL releases on what's today? Today's Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. I get it all thrown up with the Monday Night Football stuff. How about this? The NFL announcing this morning that Tommy DeVito has been named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Why not? Why not? He earned it. He's earned
Good
it.
For him.
Yep. He's Good earned for it. Him.
He was 10 of 11 in the second half, by the way.
There you go.
And did he really put any balls in harm's way?
Nope.
How about this one? In 74 years, I'm reading from Mike Eisen, in 74 years since the NFL began tracking starting quarterbacks in 1950, he became the first starter in league history to complete at least 80% of his passes and rush for 70 yards and commit no turnovers and take no sacks. Hmm. And he's the first rookie quarterback to win three consecutive starts for the Giants since Phil Simms won four in a row in his rookie season of 1979.
Yeah. Let's see if they can get him another one. And I think that's a good note to end on, Bob. I mean, this is fun, but I just tell you, this is what Coach Daboll has been working on and been preaching, and you kind of see in times of adversity what your team is all about. And this is, you know, this was as adverse as it could get. You know, had a lead, blew a lead, win a game.
I have one more thing to get off my chest. Because hindsight is 2020, and the world doesn't work that way. You got to deal with what's in the moment. Mm-hmm. And as DeVito has gotten better, you know, for some reason yesterday, the Jet game started coming up again in my X timeline about, you know, if Daboll wouldn't have been so scared and played so scared and let DeVito throw a couple of forward passes in the Jet game, yeah. You know, we could be singing a different tune right now, and the Giants could be at six wins and really in this race. Look, I still believe Daboll coached it the way he needed to coach it at that point in time in the game. You had a kid playing in his first ever NFL game, coming off the bench.
With no snaps, no practice snaps.
Right. With just, this is going on in front of him right now. Like, holy, like, your head is spinning. You're going against a good Jet defense. And Daboll played the game the way it needed to be played at that. The Tommy DeVito that went on that 93-second drive, as far as being an NFL quarterback, is not the same Tommy DeVito that was playing in that Jets game. They're two different players at this point.
Yeah.
He's getting all the first-team reps now, studying this, that, learning as he's going along. Look, Daboll coached the game
down to the last 28 seconds with a victory in hand. They played, they played triple option football, and they executed it to the point of, we're going to have a chip shot field goal. Cano has been battling through this injury, but he's been, he's made kicks here since the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. It's well within his range. How could we trust him? And then he missed the kick.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, Kayvon, who had one of his best games, jumped offside that stopped the clock. And there was this confluence of events. And okay, you can second guess it, but he played that stop with the look at what DeVito's doing at the passing game. Yeah, because now he's seeing defenses and understanding things a little bit better. Like,
and had time and had time to prepare. Like, you throw a guy out there cold and you want him to read these defenses. He's a, he's reading scout team cards the week before. That whole week he was reading scout team cards. And you say, okay, well, yeah, go read what Mosley's doing and what the corner's doing. And they go, no, they did it the right way. But you know what? You take the ones you have now and you keep moving.
We're going to be back later in the week. We'll do a deep dive into the New Orleans Saints as the Giants travel down to New Orleans. It's been a house of horror for the Giants over the years, but it's been a house of horror because Drew Brees, one of the great NFL quarterbacks of this generation, especially regular season, and Sean Payton and the players that they had. That's history.
Yeah.
Remember, 2021, the Giants beat them down there in overtime. So, because Drew Brees wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that later in the week. Probably on Friday, we'll get the preview out there. So how you like to end it?
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Believe in Giants.
Believe in Giants.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.